Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
SBS. This is SBS Radio.
Nah, selanjutnya kita akan beralih ke topik yang lain, yaitu tentang bunuh diri di lingkungan kawula muda. Nah, marilah kita simak bersama rangkuman Bapak Riki Kusumo berikut ini yang disusun oleh Hana Kwon.
Saudara pendengar, keluar dari kehidupan yang suram dapat menjadi sebuah tantangan, dengan banyak yang berjuang bahkan tidak mengetahui dari mana harus memulainya. Bunuh diri di kalangan remaja adalah masalah yang kompleks, terutama di antara anggota komunitas LGBTIQA+, orang-orang di pedesaan Australia, dan komunitas pribumi yang terpengaruh secara tidak proporsional. Kini orang-orang didorong untuk memulai percakapan secara terbuka tentang hal itu, dengan harapan dapat mengatasi stigma seputar bunuh diri di kalangan para remaja. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Hannah Kwon. Bunuh diri tetap menjadi pembunuh terbesar warga Australia yang berusia di antara 15 hingga 25 tahun. Kawula muda dan komunitas yang terpinggirkan terwakili secara tidak proporsional dalam angka-angka kematian tersebut. Mini berusia 19 tahun dan mendapati dirinya berada di kehidupan yang suram saat tumbuh dewasa.
There was a lot of like things happening in my family. There was multiple like family members that had passed away in a couple years as well. And my dad also went to jail when I was about 9. So that kind of like put a rift through the family as well.
Berjuang untuk mencari dukungan, Mini mulai melukai diri sendiri dan memiliki pikiran untuk membunuh diri.
It felt like I had nowhere to go, and I felt like I was quite stuck in this like dark, deep pit that I couldn't get out. And I felt quite alone, and I wasn't sure what to do and how to like get out of this place.
Separuh dari gangguan kesehatan mental untuk pertama kalinya muncul dalam kalangan remaja adalah pada usia 14 tahun dan 75% pada usia 24 tahun. Leanne Hall, pemimpin klinis Youth Insights, mengatakan ada beberapa faktor penyebab mengapa kaum muda mengalami hal ini.
Part of the reason why these things emerge in those early years developmentally, there's a lot of brain development that's still going on. There's this thing called neural pruning. We know the brain sort of starts to prune and go through lots of changes. And also young people at that age are going through lots of change in their circumstances as well. They're moving schools, they're forming peer relationships, some of them, you know, more romantic relationships, and conflict with family often comes in as well when they're going through those teenage years. So there's a lot going on.
Mengingat stigma dan kepekaan budaya seputar kesehatan mental, memulai percakapan terbuka dapat menjadi sebuah tantangan. Hall mengatakan ada persepsi bahwa bertanya dan berbicara tentang bunuh diri dapat berisiko meningkatkan kecenderungan untuk bunuh diri.
It's okay to actually ask someone if they're okay, and it's okay to ask someone if they're thinking about suicide. There's no research or nothing that suggests that asking someone if they're thinking about hurting themselves is actually going to cause them to do so. So the biggest thing we can do is keep the conversations happening and stay connected.
Kembali ke Mini yang dapat memulai percakapan itu setelah dirujuk ke Youth Insights, sebuah organisasi pemulihan trauma pemuda yang dipimpin oleh rekan sejawat di Australia. Mini mengatakan bahwa memiliki seseorang untuk dapat diajak berbicara dapat membuat perbedaan.
I always felt like growing up, no one would listen to me because I'm the youngest in the family. And it was always everyone else's way, not mine. And I felt like, just in a general sense, like with everything that's happening with my family, no one was going to listen to me. So when I got to like Youth in Search, I realized people actually want to listen to me and want to help me be like a better person. Even if someone related to the tiniest thing, it made me feel like, oh, I'm not really like alone in my life.
Tanggal 14 Februari adalah permulaan dimulainya pekan mengakhiri bunuh diri pemuda oleh Youth Insights, yaitu sebuah kampanye yang bertujuan mendorong warga Australia untuk memulai percakapan terbuka tentang bunuh diri di antara teman, keluarga, dan komunitas dengan tujuan menyebarkan harapan dan menyelamatkan nyawa. Mereka menyerukan kepada pemerintah federal untuk meningkatkan pendanaan bagi program-program pencegahan bunuh diri di kalangan remaja. Menurut data statistik, Anggota komunitas LGBTIQA+ memiliki tingkat bunuh diri tertinggi. Penduduk terpencil dua kali lebih mungkin meninggal karena bunuh diri, dan hampir satu dari empat anak muda yang meninggal karena bunuh diri di Australia adalah penduduk Aborigin, serta penduduk Kepulauan Selat Torres. Lian Hall mengatakan dukungan terhadap kelompok-kelompok ini masih kurang mencukupi.
Part of the reason, not the whole reason, but part of the reason the statistics are inflated in those groups is because they just don't have access to the services and the supports they need. But most importantly, it's often because they have a distrust in the system. So for many people from those groups, they've had an experience or they've heard of an experience from a friend, for example, that's not gone well, and so they just don't trust the system.
Budi Sudarto adalah seorang gay Muslim dan direktur dari pelatihan dan konsultasi Ananda yang mengkhususkan diri dalam inklusi dan kepemilikan. Ia mengatakan, intersectionality adalah faktor yang besar.
Members of our community feel that they have to choose which aspect of their identity they can safely disclose to mental health practitioners. And that's mostly because of their previous experience of having to educate mental health practitioners instead of actually getting the assistance and the help that they needed. And that talks about the bigger systemic issue.
Budi mengatakan banyak organisasi kesehatan mental masih menjalankan praktek dan nilai-nilai barat yang berpusat pada kulit putih.
Even with my knowledge, even with my context of the LGBTIQA+ organizations who are offering mental health support, I still have to think whether it's actually safe for me to contact them. Because my experience has been, they are actually not the most culturally safe place for me. So you can imagine if people like me still have to think about that, then imagine someone who actually haven't got a lot of resources, haven't actually been connected to the community, and imagine the struggle that they are feeling just to seek help.
Ia mengatakan kita perlu melihat perubahan sistemik dalam sektor kesehatan mental.
We are living in a multicultural society, so we actually need to continue to expand our knowledge. Instead of expecting people who with intersecting identities to conform to the Western model of mental health and to the Western model of health in general. So doing that will take time, it will take courage, it will take the willingness to interrogate the system and to start implementing systemic change. But in doing that, we are actually benefiting a lot of members of our community who are struggling, who's really struggling, and we really need to focus on them. We really need to focus on how can we change the system to benefit them instead of expecting them to fit in with our system.
Setelah berjuang di sekolah, Mini kini mengejar karier di industri kreatif dan menempuh pendidikan sarjana pendidikan menengah. Ia membagikan pengingat penting sebagai berikut.
We are all not alone. It may feel like it, but there's someone out there that will listen to us and relate to us, even if it's the smallest thing, just taking that big step into reaching out for help will definitely make a difference.
Jika Anda membutuhkan bantuan, Anda dapat menghubungi Lifeline pada nomor 13-1114 dan juga Kids Help pada nomor 1800-55-1800 atau Suicide Callback Service pada nomor 1300-659-467. Demikianlah tadi sebuah laporan mengenai masalah bunuh diri di kalangan remaja yang disusun oleh Hannah Kwon untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Nah itulah tadi Bapak Ricky Kusumo dengan rangkumannya tentang bunuh diri di kalangan kaula muda.
Saudara pendengar,
sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.